From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The setting will be an economic summit. The topic is likely to be Russia and Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama is preparing to go to the G7 summit in Germany Sunday, where he'll attempt to rally his G7 partners to extend sanctions on Russia for its continuing involvement in Ukraine. Although the formal purpose of the G7 talks is trade, the issues of Ukraine and the strategy against the Islamic State group all expected to dominate the discussions.
Talks at this resort in the German Alps are to open Sunday with discussions on economic issues and climate change. But G7 leaders are also hoping to hear from President Obama on plans for moving forward on Ukraine and the Islamic State group. Some G7 nations are participating in Allied bombing raids against the Islamic State group, and the fighters' recent capture of Ramadi in Iraq has left many wondering whether Mr. Obama's strategy is working. The biggest issue, however, is Russia, excluded from the meeting for a second year. There are questions here about the U.S. leader's approach to Russia, one that White House officials, including spokesman Josh Earnest, acknowledge has not changed Vladimir Putin's behavior in Ukraine.
The economic pressure that's been applied to Russia has not yet resulted in President Putin changing his strategic calculus.
Luis Ramirez, near the site of the G7 summit in Garmisch, Germany.
President Obama gave an emotional eulogy at the funeral for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden, today, calling him a man who loved deeply and was loved in return. Mr. Obama was among several people who honored Beau Biden Saturday at St. Anthony of Padua Roman Catholic Church in Wilmington, Delaware. Beau died of brain cancer a week ago. This is VOA News. In a potentially major escalation of the months-long war, Yemeni rebels fired a Scud missile into Saudi Arabia early Saturday. This attack suggests that despite more than 2 months of airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition, Yemen Shiite rebels known as Houthis still have the military firepower to threaten cities inside Saudi Arabia. According to the official Saudi press agency, two missiles launched from a Patriot missile battery shot down the Scud before dawn near the southwestern city of Khamis Musaet. The agency did not report any casualties in the attack, the first use of a Cold War-era Scud by the rebels since Saudi-led airstrikes targeting the Houthis began in late March. A suspected U.S. drone strike Saturday in Pakistan's once militant-dominated North Waziristan border region has killed at least 9 suspected militants. Local media quoted security officials as saying that an unmanned aircraft fired 2 missiles on a compound in the remote Shawal Valley, and those killed were linked to Afghanistan's neighboring Taliban insurgency. However, a Pakistani security official says the strike occurred on the Afghan side of the border. It is difficult to confirm reports from that remote region. The death toll in central China from a capsized tour ship in the Yangtze River rose to 396 Saturday as recovery teams continue to search the vessel. Most of the victims have been recovered since the ship was uprighted on Friday. In fact, only 14 have been rescued since the Eastern Star went down in severe weather late Monday. The ship's captain and chief engineer who survived the sinking are being questioned by police. Pope Francis made an historic visit to the Bosnian capital of Sarajevo Saturday, calling for sustainable reconciliation 2 decades after the Bosnian War. During his one-day visit, Francis performed Mass before tens of thousands in the country, which broke away from Yugoslavia, triggering a civil war that killed thousands. In his message to the followers, the Pope urged them to have the courage of forgiveness. An Egyptian court has overturned a ruling by another court that had declared Gaza's ruling Hamas faction a terrorist organization. No immediate reaction Saturday from the Egyptian government or Hamas. An Egyptian court had labeled Hamas a terrorist group in February, 1 month after a similar ruling against its military wing. Reactions by relations between the Egyptian government and Hamas have deteriorated in recent months after the Egyptian army began sealing off remaining tunnels between Gaza and northern Sinai. Overcoming a mid-match lull and a third set deficit, Serena Williams won her third French Open title and 20th major singles trophy by beating Lucy Savarova.
That's the latest world news from VOA.